Back here on the Hy-Vee Radio Coach's Corner, powered by Hy-Vee, we're previewing the 2025-2026 volleyball season at Pendley Christian with head coach Andrea Kekmarinski. Andrea, thanks for joining us, and we're coming off of a phenomenal volleyball season, and I know going into this year, we're excited about where the team is going. I know we've lost some big pieces, but overall, just what's kind of your sense here through the first week or so of practices, kind of getting the girls in here and kind of seeing how they compete?
Yeah, I have been so impressed with the level of leadership. You know, we did lose a lot of really big roles last year, but a lot of the girls have stepped up into those roles just naturally. So I'm super excited about that. And we tell our girls, you know, everyone needs space to lead. And our seniors have totally bought into that. And they are leading through their, you know, authority and their experience, but they're allowing the girls around them to also be leaders on the team. So it's been fun to see that. There's a lot of confidence coming into the gym and a lot of hard work. So couldn't ask for more.
Well, and you talk about that confidence level, too, and ironically enough, we talked with Chloe Snyder this week, too, about some of the confidence from some of these other seasons. Just overall, girls' sports here at Pendley Christian are in a really good spot, and a lot of that is that confidence brought over from season to season, where we're seeing a lot more of that success, too. How have you seen that confidence grow even throughout the first few weeks of practice with some, you know, girls stepping into roles maybe for the first time at the varsity level or things of that nature?
I think it goes from, you know, us girls sports coaches have gotten together and we have kind of really tried to build this confidence together. And so partly it's that we're working together, and it's partly the girls, they're believing in it. And so their confidence is being spread to each other. So that's super fun.
And that is really fun. And one thing, too, that I've noticed about these programs is you're instilling that confidence. And some of that is from the winning, I have to imagine, mm-hmm. right? Because there's been a lot of winning going on. But one thing that I've noticed just within all of these programs is they're also promoting the fun aspect of it, too. And that's one of the great ways to go about it, too. And just how have you kind of seen that play out within your program, too, of just kind of promoting that fun and how the girls have responded to that?
We like to have the fun. I'm definitely like the kind of coach that's like competing is the fun part. And so that's what these girls are stepping into as well. So they're finding a lot of joy in competing.
And I think that's a perfect way to put that. When you just look at these girls too, kind of coming back, and we look at, you know, obviously some big shoes to fill as well. When you look at this group, who have kind of been some of those girls that have kind of stood out here early on in the process as kind of stepping up into some of those roles and trying to fill in maybe some of the leadership responsibilities?
I'm going to end up saying like our whole varsity team. So, I mean, they all have truly stepped into those roles. One girl especially, Bryn Rosebaum, I mean, just naturally leading these girls really well. So I've been super thankful for how she has exemplified hard work and discipline and focus, and that's really infusing our team. And so the other girls are catching on to that and also contributing those ways. So she'll be a great leader for us. Bryn Runner, leading our offense, she's been playing some really smart ball, so we're super excited to see that too.
And kind of on the flip side of that, defensively, too, I know you guys bring back a couple of the defensive mm-hmm. players there. You do lose a libero and Faith Kekmarinski mm-hmm. as well from last season. When you look on that back line, too, how are things kind of shaping up there? Who's kind of taking the leadership of that back line and really, you know, start to come into their own back there to be able to take that responsibility that maybe Faith had in that back row? Mm-hmm.
Things are going to look a little different for us this year. We're still trying to work some things out, see what we can do defensively. We have Amaya Agri back there. She leads really well in the back row. She's just such a calm presence, and that's kind of what I like for my defense is calm, and she definitely brings that. But we also might have some other girls play back row that we haven't seen in the past, so it's going to look a little different, and we're really excited about it.
We're very excited about it, too. And again, we're talking to Andrea Kekmarinski, head coach of the Pendley Christian volleyball team. As we look towards this season, Little Hawkeye Conference, you know, that's always in the schedule. But when you just kind of look at the schedule as a whole through non-conference, you know, some tournament action and things like that, how do you feel like the schedule kind of stacks up here for the Eagles going into the season?
I like the way it's set up for us right now. I think we're excited about our lineup, our order of who we're going to be playing. So we're excited. We're going to get a lot of confidence through that play as well. So it's looking really good.
When you look at the Little Hawkeye Conference, too, especially within that, it's going to be a little bit of a different-looking year for a lot of Little Hawkeye Conference teams. You know, I think of an Indianola where it's new head coach, some graduation. Pella High graduated a few. They'll bring some back. Norwalk DCG always solid. And then Oskaloosa and Newton, obviously, in there. How do you kind of look at that conference, those conference matches, and kind of see yourself kind of shaken out going into the season?
The expectation is everyone's going to be good, you know, so we're going to control our side, control what we can do, and, you know, have that expectation that we're going to have to compete and fight whoever we play. So, yeah, I'm liking how things are looking for us right now, but we got to control what we can do.
And I know that was kind of a big talking point for you last year as well. This year, going into this year, how have you kind of maybe added to that message a little bit of controlling what you can what you can do on your side of the court to be able to just kind of keep it that the focal point, but also just kind of putting some new spins on that for the girls, you know, to maybe add to some of the things you guys were able to do last year?
I think we've added a little more emphasis to strategy this year. And so talking through that with some of the girls, controlling what we can control in terms of how we strategize our play, how we strategize against our opponent. So that's kind of been more of our focus this year.
Very neat. Andrea, any final thoughts? Anything that we didn't touch on? Anyone on the team or any aspects of the team that maybe we missed on that you want our listeners to know about today as we get ready for the upcoming volleyball season?
Yeah, I mean, I truly could say each one of these girls stepping onto our varsity court and our bench, they're all focused and they all are very determined. So we're really thankful that they're choosing into this program, choosing into each other. And I'm just excited to see where they go.
And we're looking forward to a great volleyball season. Andrea, appreciate your time as always, and best of luck this fall.
Thank you.
Absolutely. That was Andrea Kakmarinski, head coach of the Pella Christian girls volleyball team, here on the Hy-Vee Radio Coaches Corner, powered by Hy-Vee.